And if you just think of yourself, He knows you and loves you individually, right where you are, with all the things that He's put into your life and all the personality traits He has built into you by your life experiences. He sees you and knows you better than we know ourselves, and He loves us just the way we are. Too much to leave us the way we are, but He loves us for who we are. And He did so many things that day. For instance, we got out of the airplane, and our rental car was there waiting for us. They drove us out to the place to pick it up. And, you know, I have always loved the Nissan Altima for some reason. I don't know. I just think it's a cool-looking car. But, you know, I just don't have the money to drive that kind of car. I've got my 93 van, and it's working fine. And just like the Israelite whose shoes didn't wear out in the wilderness, this van is not worn out. And, you know, and so I'm grateful. It gets me from point A to point B. But you know what? They had a Nissan Altima waiting for us, a brand new one. And it was sweet. Sweet. S, give me an S, give me a W, give me an E, give me another E, give me a T. It was sweet. It had the little push-button ignition. You didn't even have to take the key out of your pocket. You know, if you carried it in your pocket, you just walked up, grabbed the handle, it unlocked, you get in, you push the button, it starts up. It was so cool. Man. It had the option, you could put it in drive and just use the automatic, or you could use like the three-speed, you know, or I'm sorry, five-speed. That was so cool. So anyway, you know, He just blessed that way. It was His signature saying, you know what, John, I'm with you. And that was also something I was going to need down the line, to know that His hand was with us that way. So we enjoyed that. We went to the hotel. It was an easy drive to the hotel. It was great accommodations, however you say that word. We were exhausted when we got there, so Missy took a nap, and I went out, and I brought us back some burgers and stuff. And by the time we woke up and got our wits about us, we decided we would leave about an hour early for the revival. It's supposed to take about 20 minutes, so we gave ourselves a full hour to give ourselves time in case we got lost. And that was good because the directions we got from the computer really were not all that. They took us to the heart of a town somewhere, and we're like, what is this? Got directions from the public library, and I said, no, it's out there, follow that highway. So we went out there, we followed the highway, and we figured, we might get there just in time. Well, we come up on this road, and there is this sea of cars, as far as the eye can see. And as we stop in traffic, cars are coming up behind us, just piling up behind, not like a pileup, but, you know, lining up behind us. And we start creeping along, and the next thing you know, as far as we could see in front, as far as we could see in back, there was just this sea of cars, and nobody's coming the other way. So we figured, man, it must have been a terrible accident or something, you know, because they're holding up traffic. And then one or two cars would go by. And then we heard, as we turned down the music and stuff, we heard people with their windows down shouting out, revival! Revival! And people are like worshiping God in their cars. They're just carrying on and shouting and hollering and singing and stuff. And eventually, after 45 minutes, we creep a little bit closer to where the arena was. This is a 4,000-seat arena. And there's cars all along the sides of the highway, cars parked in the median strip, and people are walking up to this place. And the others are just, you know, singing and carrying on in their cars and hollering to one another. And we're like, wow, should we do this? And we thought, no, you know, we'll just go ahead and see what the Lord does. And we get up there, and the police are out there. And we finally, actually, I called the home group to say, pray for us. I don't think we're going to make it. There's all these cars out here. And thank you guys for praying. I know I called right in the middle of worship, but I'm sure you ladies were so gracious. Thank you. So we get up there, and the police, and we get up to where we turned off the highway to go to the arena, and the police said, I'm sorry, they are packed out. It's a 4,000-seat place. They are way beyond packed out. There's no room for people inside. There's no room in the parking lot. I know down in Florida, when they have the revivals, they would put speakers in the parking lot. I said, well, can we just like hang in the parking lot? And they're like, no, sorry, can't do it. And as he's talking to me, I'm looking at all these crowds, and he says, don't worry about them. They're going to have to just turn around and go back to their cars. You know, it's just too bad. And I was like, I know that God sent us down here. He's confirmed it the whole way. Had us in first class, gave me the car of my dreams to get here in. I know that God has sent us down here. And so I didn't want to give a bad testimony. He was an officer of law. Romans 13 says, be in submission to the authorities that God has appointed. So I said, yes, sir. Okay, thank you. I guess we'll just go back. So we made the U-turn and went back down the highway, and people were hollering to us, hey, revival, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh, I have no idea. And I was kind of hungry because we actually woke up and ate the burgers and then went back to sleep. So I was kind of hungry, and we had this wonderful gift card. Thank you, Joe and Shiloh, so much. Delicious. So we went to Red Lobster, and we ate a really nice meal. Went back to the hotel. I took Missy back to the hotel because she was exhausted. It had been a long day. We had gotten up in the dark to get to the airport. I said, you go ahead and go to sleep, babe. I'm going to go back in a few hours and check it out. Because I know these guys. I've watched online the live streaming video. And these guys, when they have revival, they do it all night. I mean, they go into the wee hours. So I said, these guys are going to go. I know there's folks going to be tired. After 3 hours, they might decide they want to go back home or something. So I went ahead and took her to the hotel, and I went back. I got there just before 11 o'clock at night. And sure enough, most of the cars were off the highway. There were still a few stragglers' cars on the highway. The police were gone. And I went ahead and pulled into the parking lot. There was nobody hanging outside, and went around some of the little orange cones that they had set up to keep me from getting in there, and just, went around them. And there were a few parking spaces, so I found one and parked the car, and there was a few people coming out of the auditorium like they were going home. I said, I knew it. But faith goes the extra mile. Faith just says, Lord, I know you sent me, so I'm just going to be obedient. So I went. And I'm walking up. I didn't know if somebody was going to tell me I had to leave or what, but I just walked up, went in the door, and it was going on in full swing. You could hear, before I even got in the place, you could hear him shouting into the microphone and people hollering and carrying on and stuff. So I went in there, and you would never know that it had been 3 hours since it started because the place was packed. And right in front of the stage was this sea of people who had come, for prayer to be healed or whatever. There were all kinds of people in wheelchairs from the old and the young. I mean, it was heartbreaking. There was some beautiful, right next to me at one point, was this beautiful young lady, probably about 30 years old with long blonde hair, could have been a model, and yet she was confined to a wheelchair for some reason that I'm not sure of. I don't know. This whole sea of people, and they were having people come up on the platform to give testimonies because apparently God had healed them in the service. And what was so awesome is the humility when they went up there. It wasn't like, oh, check me out, I got healed. They would come up and they would begin to cry and come unglued with tears because they were so grateful to God, because they had barely dared to hope that it might happen to them when they got there. And when God was so tender and kind and gracious to heal them of their affliction, and they said, man, I could feel the heat from the Holy Spirit just come down on me and begin to work and move inside of me where that affliction was. And they would begin to cry and come unglued that with gratitude that God would condescend to do that for them because of his tender mercy and love for them. It was moving. It was moving. And so I'm watching these testimonies. And this one lady came up. And what Todd would do was after they would testify, he'd say, basically, well, have some more. And he'd pray or speak a word to them, and the Holy Spirit would hit them, and they'd fall out. Or, I saw this one woman start really shaking really hard. And for a split second, this little feeling of skepticism came up in my heart, this little seed of doubt. And I recognized it as soon as it came in. I said, buddy, get thou behind me, Satan, because I am not falling for that anymore. I don't care if there is some flesh going on or some counterfeit in there. I know this is the Spirit of God, and so I'm going to embrace it for what it is, and I am going to rejoice in the Lord that he is doing great and marvelous things. And so I just cast that thing out and just worshiped God. I just stood there and threw my arms up in the air and started praising God. It was awesome. So not long after I'd been there, maybe 15 or 20 minutes, they went ahead and they said, we need to clear the front of the platform. And they sent everybody back to their seats. So we're going to be getting ready to do something. And while they were clearing, they said, hey, anybody who got saved today, we've got a packet we want to give to you. So although I missed the message, I know they were preaching the gospel and souls were being saved. And they had a bunch of people go over to receive this new converts, package of helpful material. So that was really awesome. It was just another confirmation. So they cleared the front of the platform in front. And they said, Todd's going to come down here in the front. And anybody who wants an impartation of this anointing, come on up and we'll pray for you. And we'll pray for everybody that comes. So don't feel bad about it or worry that it's late. You know, we're here for the duration. So I'm like, well, that's what I came from Maryland for. I mean, that was the whole purpose. So I said, cool, I'll get in line. Well, about 2,500 people also, other people also wanted that. I'm like, okay, because I'm guessing there's maybe like 3,500 people left in the place, and nearly all of them went over to get in line on the side of the building. And what they did was they had some chairs, like if this was the chairs in the middle, they had the people come down that end of the arena and work their way down here. And he would stand on this side of the chairs, and then they would come, and they would be in two rows, and they would come by him on either side, and as they came by, he would lay his hands on them and pray for them, and then as they went through, they would have other team members standing in a line beyond that that would also pray for the person going through. So he got basically prayed for by about 20 people when it was all over.